Nani or something, and the next meal you could serve added meat. No, yufshal. That separate ones from milchay and fleishig, especially if it's hot. Even if it's cold, you should have separate ones. If you're putting milk, putting something milk, some cheese, right? Cheese, even if it's cold, it's better to separate and not to use afterwards. It's kosher if it's cold. Still, it's better to separate, to use it separate serving trays for chalavim basari. Yeah. According to Sfaradim, if it's made out of zchuchit, out of glass, pyrex, durelex, regardless what type of glass, right? If it's cleaned well, you can use it hot, cold, or fleshig, milchig, no problem. If it's cleaned well, it doesn't swap. Ashkenazim, no way. Okay. It's still kosher.
Some people have been hard to do it or not?
What?
Some people have been hard to do it and some people don't.
Sfaradim, if you go like the Sfaradim. It's because they want to be maker. But the mice say.
They have what to rely on.
On the Sfaradim.
So for Ashkenazi, what happens if they get things mixed
nothing.
Up?
In the glass?
Right.
Nothing. Because you could be relying on the.
So basically, for all serving platters and utensils, they should be separate.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's a for milking and fleshing.
Right.
If it's something, and then we'll see in a second. If you have a, I have a bowl, a certain bowls in my house which are used only for salad. Used only for salad.
Power bowls.
I never put hot in it. I never put milk in it. I put it for flaking. It's usually used only for salad.
Do you know anyone that has par
colors?
Do you know anyone that only has par
colors?
Like par forks?
Forks and knives? No, I don't people have knives.
Par knives, right.
You're supposed to have par knives.
What if you eat your salad with a flaking fork?
Then buy it.
Even
if it's a par.
Even if the meat was hot, huh?
Okay, tell me the situation.
You're eating a meat meal, but you have a separate bowl for your salad, and you take that fork that you use for your meat.
Yeah, but not much better, because it's not hot enough to make that bowl transfer. The best thing is obviously to use it with a pair of serving utensil.
Okay, in that situation, you have an ice cream cake.
Yeah, okay.
Which is dairy. Can you serve it on a meat dish?
If it's cold?
What's frozen?
No way. No, you're not supposed to do that.
So we have to have separate dairy dishes. So if you're serving an ice cream cake.
A dairy ice cream cake?
Dairy ice cream cake.
You have to serve it on a dairy serving dish. Not on a fleshig one, not on a parv one. If you did do it on a fleshig or a parv, it's still kosher. It's all kosher. Just clean it well afterwards. Salachot, plates. Chova le'acher, salachot, mezuot, v'nifrat. We're on page 7. Chova le'acher, salachot, mezuot, v'nifratot, le'shimush chalavi, u'shimush b'sari. שונות במבנה, בגודל או בצבע הצלחת, ולהקפיד על הפרדה מוחלטת במהלך שקיפתה לבושה והנחתה במקומות שונים בארון. Obligated, they have separate sets of dishes from milking and preparation. It has to be separate, not that it's one in one, this closet and one in that closet. It has to be separate either in size or in color or in shape.
Identifiable.
That people, you can see the difference. That this one is. This is what you decide this will be, the other one is the other thing. Right? And you're supposed to be careful. You don't put them together, stack them up. One milk thing, one fish. One milk thing, one fish. Right? With lasagna at the bottom, and the top one was chicken with gravy. And this is it. Yifsha. Separate. If we have, you ate two meals, you're too lazy to wash the dishes before, you make two piles, one for the fleshy, one for the milk thing, wash the fleshy, clean it well, put everything aside, then take the milk thing and wash it. Don't play games back and forth.
Well,
of course, according to Sfaradim, if they have the plates of glass, It's clean. There's no such thing as glass which is milk or kleishig according to Sfarim.
That brings up an issue.
What's the point of the chumrah?
It's not a chumrah.
It doesn't absorb. There's nothing to it.
Who holds that?
That's the thing of glass. It's just the science of glass. It doesn't absorb anything.
Okay, but the difference is
so
that's regular glass. But glass like Pyrex and Dulex, they're not glass 100%. They have a lot of percentage of metal in them.
Pyrex doesn't have any metal.
What?
I looked up Pyrex.
Yeah, of course it has metal.
The whole issue is it's called an amorphous material.
Well, what's his name was alive? Kama Nachman, he could explain to you. Explain to me what's...
You have a scientist here? Maybe.
He explained to me exactly how they make it. He used to work in
the whole idea of the Pyrex and Duralex and Corningware is that it's an amorphous material, but the base is silicon. And it is not, it is porous.
What's porous?
It absorbs.
It does absorb.
It does absorb.
It does absorb?
Only
does
regular absorb. Glass, which is only silicon, does it absorb. Rav Ovadia, he paskins that I don't care how you make it and what happens to it. It's glass. One alachat, all glass. But Ashkenazi, no, there's a difference between regular glass.
From personal experience, I've learned the hard way. When I was living in Hawaii, if you do not clean out a glass and it has milk in it, you will get a glass ring and it will be etched into it. In fact, milk is one of the most corrosive elements around. If you keep it on concrete, it will eat through the concrete.
Really?
Yes.
Milk is an antacid.
Raw milk.
No milk today is raw. It's all cooked.
Pasteurized, but it still has that element in it.
Drink Coca-Cola, it's like milk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Phosphoric acid. But also bringing up the issue, can you have glass milked glasses drying in a dairy rack?
Okay, listen, I'll tell you how it works, okay? Shulchan Aruch writes on glass, Shulchan Aruch, this before was Pyrex, before Dulex. Pyrex and Dulex is a different issue. Shulchan Aruch writes on glass. Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, in Tzfat, yeah? He writes, glass doesn't swallow and therefore you can use it on Pesach. You just wash the cup and you use it on Pesach.
You use dairy, listen.
Dairy, fleshik, embaya. The Rama, right? That's Shulchan Aruch. Rama. Anyone who goes like Ashkenazi, it must go like the Rama. There's no way otherwise. It's not like you go like Rav Ovadia, like Rav Yoshi. That you could change. But you have to go, if you're Ashkenazi, go like the Rama. Right? Unless you're Baal Tshuva and you, when you first became Baal Tshuva, your Rebbe was Sfaradi, you did everything was fine. Fine. If you do like Ashkenazi, you do like the Rama. The Rama says, explicitly, right? That, the Rama says that Klei Zchuchit is swallow. But where does he say that they swallow? He says only regarding Pesach they swallow. He doesn't say anything regarding basal and chalav, right? Meat and milk, right? He doesn't say anything about that. He says regarding Pesach that they swallow, and therefore Ashkenazim don't use glass cups, glass plates that were used for during the year. They don't use it on Pesach. Sfaradi, on the other hand, they do use it, right? What about basal and chalav? Basal and chalav are much more lenient, even for Ashkenazim, right? Even though most people are machmir. If you make it, no. Nothing happened. Okay? That's what he brings down here.
Can I ask, how can something swallow for Pesach and not for meat or milk?
Because if it's swallowed for Pesach, even Pesach Chametz, even with a little, even if there's not, aren't there anything there?
There's no such thing as
potential. That does nullify. As opposed to Basal Chalav, after all, there's nothing here really. So he brings down here. Yeah. So, Ashkenazim, if it's stamp plates, stamp not Pyrex and Dulex, Ashkenazim, Basal V'Chalav, you could be Mekel. Could be Mekel. People are Machmir, could be Mekel. But regarding the Dulex and the Pyrex, Ashkenazim are Machmirim. If there are people are Mekel, fine, don't tell them they're Koiflim. They're not Koiflim, there's a really smoke. In my house, I don't put milk and meat in the same, on the glass, on the Pyrex. If someone does it in his house, I won't say a word. and I'll eat his food. But it's not trade. Okay, also if you can invite me.
I don't even do that.
Good.
When it comes to cups, we're not going to.
Cups is the.
You're not putting milk. You can put milk in the cup.
You can put coffee in your. Listen, okay? Listen, now we're talking about cups. Okay. כוסות שתייה. כוסות שתייה עשויות בזכוכית או דורולקס ולחלקות, מעיקר דין, מותרות לשימוש חלבים ובשרים לסורגים ובשחיקה רוחה. בתנאי שמדיחים אותם היטב תחילה ושימוש דין זה אף לבני אשכנז.
בתנאי שמדיחים
אותם? כן, עוד סקנד. Cups, which are made out of. Yeah, that's washed. Cups which are made out of glass or dualex, and there's halak in the inside. They're halak, meaning there's no bumps. They're smooth, right? You could use them for halavi basari, hot or cold. You could have a hot tea in it, a hot soup, chicken soup in it. Drink from it, and afterwards wash it well. Right afterwards, wash it well, and put a bake in it. Hot cocoa, milchik. I mean, you can't drink this right after, but the cup doesn't become trick. Okay? Some say, even Ashkenazim say the chatchila. Some say, Ashkenazim amachmir, some Ashkenazim not amachmir. Okay? Lemai said, even for Sephardim, it's good to have two sets of cups if you can. One that you make coffee. And usually, a lot of people, they have mugs for coffee. And regular cups with no, what's it called? What you hold in?
The handle.
That a handle for cold drinks. Most people like that. I have mugs. I don't really have dairy in my house, but let's say I do. So I use it also. But you don't usually drink a hot tea in your hot chicken soup in your cups. So there's a different thing you may kill there. It's made out of ceramic, right? Or chalcina, right? China. Then you have to make it separate because it swallows. Okay? But let's say you don't have enough cups in the house. You have a lot of guests. There's no plasticware. You have only real stuff, right? Real cups. And you don't have enough cups, so you want to serve on your meal your mugs. You could. They're clean. You could. It's for cold drink. You could. Because it's cold. It doesn't swallow. It doesn't get absorbed.
Yes, even if it's not glass or only it's glass?
Even if it's not... If it's glass, then atchila you could put it. Even if it's not glass, it's the only cups you have. Right? So, not often kavua.
Right.
It's not often kavua. If it's once in a while that this happens, you're allowed to use it. Yeah. Even if you drink hot milk that same day, that cup doesn't make a difference. Because lemaisa, the cup is clean. You're putting in only cold drinks, cold beverages. Say that. Doesn't. Yeah, but if you want to serve it in a hot drink, yeah, you could also after the meal. After the meal, you could take this ceramic cup, right? Or china cup, yeah? After the meal, you could serve it in a hot drink. After the meat meal, even though this cup is milky. Only after.
If the ceramic cup is glazed, when it's not glazed, it absorbs.
No?
Talking about earthenware. Usually,
yeah, but usually they're glazed. I don't think he's talking about.
No, but the glaze is so thin it would absorb.
It doesn't make a difference. He's talking about here. He writes here. It's as if it's not glazed. They don't pay attention to the glaze. To the glaze part of it. No, it's as if it's not glazed.
So then you assume it does
it
not
swallows.
Absorb?
No, opposite.
You assume it does absorb.
It does absorb. But still you're allowed to use it after the meal with a hot drink. It's clean.
You have to wash, obviously.
You wash it and it's clean. Okay.
What about plastic?
Kosot v'sfalim asrim plastic. How do you know? It's very similar to the other book that everything you'll ask is probably the next thing that. Okay, cups and mugs which are made out of plastic. I have a bunch of them in my house. We have kids around. Usually, you have them in the house.
Yeah.
Kids or grandkids. Yeah. So. He doesn't say clearly what it is. He said like this. Some say that there is, if it's the china and ceramic. Yeah. That's if it's soft. And if it's the hard ones, I have also some hard ones, like really hard ones. You can put a hot drink in it. It's not that's the healthiest thing, but I can also put a hot drink in it. So, if a person had a mistake in them, you put the... So you have the chicken soup and there's milk in there, no problem, right? You could kosher it after all. It's hard plastic, you can put it in boiling hot water, nothing really happens to it.
It depends on the plastic. There are basically 7 different types of plastic.
If it's hard plastic.
You melt it and make a new cup? Yeah, I mean, literally, those plastic cups can melt at a very low temperature.
Depends which type, yeah.
What are the, you mean by soft plastic? The styrofoam cups? Is we're talking about?
No. I have plastic cups in my house with a straw. And I can crush them in my hand.
It's a bit flexible.
Yeah, flexible.
Like meatballs and stuff?
Right. Yeah. They're flexible.
Polyethylene.
You put that in boiling water, most likely you'll leak a hole through.
Low density polyethylene.
It changes the form a lot of times. Shrinks, this, that. But so some plastic, you put in hot water, and they're fine.
There's ABS.
Okay.
There's polypropylene.
If you have a becher, yeah, a becher is a kiddush cup, yeah? If you have a kiddush cup, or glasses, like L'chaim glasses, shot glasses, keep them parved. Anyways, if you put something hot in there, you know what happens? Usually you will burst. It's very adim. And I know they have milchig schnapps also. I know they have milchig schnapps. They have something cream, what is it called?
Coffee liqueur.
Irish cream. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So let's say you don't have a problem with it. Let's say it's kosher. Let's say it's Chalav Yisrael, Achille.
For liqueurs, you have to be really, really careful because there are major, and I do emphasize, major issues when it comes to liqueurs and whiskeys. When I was Mishkiach, we had to check every single bottle and make sure that it was not open. And at functions, we had major problems with bartenders putting stuff in that was treif.
How do you make sure it's not open?
They normally have a seal.
You open it and you know it's going to be a good one.
You open it, you take, drink a little bit,
and
take a cap.
Sure.
So no, they just really want you to drink it. So they...
This one's open too.
No, but
so this one.
Kashrus.com and other website, Kashrus Magazine, they have news alerts. Also, I think the Rabbanut has something out.
I think the
monthly.
Best thing is not to drink too much liqueur.
But they're
save yourself.
Like it's your best.
I have some wine, I'm pouring it, so the Chavez.
I mean, they do have clam beer. Clams are...
Don't make you sick.
What's clam?
Shellfish.
What?
Shellfish.
Yeah. They make beer out of that?
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah. Interesting.
That sounds better than that, Mitch.
Okay. Yeah, so you have a becher that you use usually for Shabbos, and now it's Shavuos, and you have a milchik meal, it's not a problem, of course. Try not to put hot stuff in it. And wash it down after the meal. Sakum. Sakum ze cutlery. Sakum mishamesh l'achilat chalavi or achilat besari, asur b'shimush l'sug acher. Okay? If cutlery which is used for milchig or for fleishig, it's only for milchig or for the fleishig that you're using it. You can't use it now opposite. You can't use what's milchig for fleishig, what's fleishig for milchig, obviously.
Did you change it? You can't change it?
No, we don't change. We did that already.
You could though, couldn't you?
You could, if you did it, yeah, you could, but you shouldn't. We did that. כמו כן רצוי שלא להשתמש בסכום חלבי ובשרי אפילו שלא ליצור אכילת מזון פרווה נמצא בכלי מן הסוג האחר. It's better also not to use your fleshic fork to eat the parv salad in a milk in a milchic dish. Yeah? You have a milchic dish, use a milchic fork. Fleshic dish, parv dish you can use either. As long as it's cold. אז כן, נגמר כשר, מיוחדים, סכום, מזוהה ושונה לשימוש חלבים, בשרים, פרווה ונפרד, ויש מהדרים לאחר מערכת סכום, נפרד אכילת דגים. Right? So in a kosher kitchen, you have separate cutlery for milk, separate for fish, some people have fire, but also some people have separate for fish. Yeah? Separate. Separate, like we said, it's not that in separate drawers. It has to be separate either in the way it looks, in the shape, right? In the color. The drawer is not enough. It has to be separate that you will realize just from a look, from a glance, that it's different. Otherwise, it's not good. You for sure can call it each tray.
Not only a separate look, it has to separate, have a separate feel.
Feel?
Different shape.
Shape, I said shape.
What's fish? Is fish farm or is it considered meat?
No, it's farm.
Farm?
Yeah.
Fish
is
fox and cream.
Is that for
Saladin? Not only Saladin. A lot of Hasidim also do.
Yeah?
I don't.
You mean what?
Because it's
because
of health?
No.
Very healthy.
Bagels and cream cheese with lox?
Yeah, but two different types of proteins, they don't go together in the stomach at all.
Yeah,
at all that. Very different.
Fish causes the milk to become solid inside of it and cause a lot of problems.
It doesn't digest the same.
Listen, the Jews are
you can't
have
cheese
and lox for any more. You can't
have it. What way?
No.
4 years we ate lox.
Two types of protein together, man.
4 years in the desert.
It's
always like
cheese. Depends on what you eat. You know, if you eat a little bit of anything, even if you have a cup of Coca-Cola now, and that's the only cup you had, it's not going to harm you.
You won't die within 15 minutes.
No, even in the body knows how to take care of it, but if someone eats that all the time, it's definitely going to hurt them. Okay. חובה מיוחדת לרכוש סכינים מזוהים ונפרדים לשימוש חלבי, בשרי ופרווה. Okay, a special obligation for each one to have separate knives, the knives that you use to cut things in the kitchen, they should have separate ones for milk, parve, and fleshing. It's more חשוב to have a parve sharp knife. If you don't have one, go get one. A parve sharp knife. Like we spoke already, that you're cutting onions, you're cutting things, cheese. You have to have a parve knife in the house. חשוב to have a power of knife, a sharp power of knife in the house. Okay? And explain to the person in the kitchen what you do with it.
I'm going to cut fish. I should have a power of knife to cut the fish from.
You should have a fish knife. You don't have a fish knife.
Fish knife just for the
no, fish. No, you can use a power of knife for cutting fish.
Use a dairy knife.
Use a dairy knife to cut fish. Either. It's, it doesn't make a difference.
A cleaver is really good.
What's a cleaver? Oh, no, the spoon, yeah. Yeah. That doesn't make a difference what it is. A parv usually, when I say that you need a parv one, is usually for sharp things. Yeah, for example, for onion, for garlic. Yeah. עוגה, פרווה, מן הראוי שלא לפרוס עלי חלבית או בשרית, אלא יקרה להסכיל כי הרותי והעוגה אינה חמה. אני אסרי לך לצגים ובאלי חיתוכים לכם. If you have a pile cake, right? You can cut it with a milchig or a fleshing knife, but it's only if the cake is cold. If the cake is hot, no. Unless you want your cake to be milchig or fleshing, right? A sharp cake doesn't really exist, so it's just hot.
Garlic cake.
It has to be clean. Are you joking? In South America, I saw in the store, they sell onion jam. Onion jam, tomato jam. I didn't buy it. I don't know if it's kosher either. Was it for me?
At Western Bagels and at Noah's Bagels, they would have sun-dried tomato bagels, and it was the peppers in it, and it's like incredibly hot.
Oh, it's spicy.
Very, very spicy.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Anyways, yeah, it's good also. Not to use the same knife. What's the thing that you sharpen the knife? Knife sharpener? For halavi, but still you have separate ones. It's good to have separate ones. Okay, we said it's 2 o'clock. We stop this now.